It's November. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
We're in a neighborhood in West Boulder, and we have a fairly large pile of bear scat here. It looks like it's full of berries or maybe apple seeds.
In early November, black bears are busy foraging for food in order to fatten up for hibernation. They spend a lot of time in the foothills eating wild fruit, but they also come down into town for goodies. So we're out looking for signs of bear activity with naturalist Bev Golson, who volunteers as a bear babysitter. Bev, weren't you just babysitting a bear?
That's correct. I got a call from one of the rangers with Parks and Wildlife yesterday afternoon, and there was a large female bear in a tree just a block from here yesterday, and she had been up there since at least 9:30 in the morning. I came in yesterday afternoon and babysat with her until it got dark last night.
What sort of things attract bears?
The thing that's probably the most detrimental is our trash cans, because bears are looking for an easy meal. This time of year, they need to eat up to 20,000 calories a day to fatten up for hibernation, and sometimes that can take 20 hours a day of feeding. So they deviate from their usual habits of just eating at night or in the morning and the evening, and they can be out all day trying to eat. And if they can get an easy meal out of a trash can, they'll go for it. And that's just not good for them. It's not good for their diet. It's not good for them to be wandering around our neighborhoods.
I sort of remember that there used to be a rule, three strikes and you're out on bears. Is that still true?
If bears get into trouble once, they get put to sleep and tagged. And this bear that I was with yesterday had already been relocated to Netherland 3 weeks ago, and she's already back in town. And if they have to handle her again, they kill her. So one of the things that I do when I'm bear babysitting is keep the bear in the tree, because we don't want the bear to come down during the day, because the bear wandering through this heavily populated area full of families and children and students and pets is more likely to be a bear that gets in trouble. So what I do when I'm babysitting is try to keep the bear in the tree, and the bear does not want to be in the tree. The bear wants to be down on the ground trying to eat that 20,000 calories. So I try to, it's just like a form of adverse conditioning. I try to make that a really unhappy day for that bear. It's not the Chamber of Commerce. It's like, we want you to not enjoy your stay in Boulder, so that hopefully that bear does not want to come back to Boulder. And so that's one of the goals that I have. And then when it gets dark and nobody can see the bear anymore, everybody goes home, hopefully the bear feels comfortable, the bear comes down, goes back into open space, and then nobody has to handle the bear. It doesn't get its strike, it doesn't get tagged, it doesn't get killed, and all is good.
Are there instances where you think you've saved a bear's life by babysitting it?
Well, it's hard to have a direct knowledge about that, but I would like to think so. I mean, I get a lot of questions. People will come up and say, oh yeah, these bears are in our alley all the time. They're always in our garbage. And that's really an opening for me to say, well, you know, can you bring your garbage out that morning, or can you get a bear-proof container if you don't have room to put your garbage inside somewhere? And people in Boulder really care about their wildlife, and the last thing they want to do is see a bear get killed. So they're open to those ideas, but it costs more to have a bear-proof container. It costs more for pickup, and sometimes it's a hard sell. But when they look at these bears up in the trees, I think they sometimes will have a connection to the animal, and they'll see more the direct connection that they can actually do something that might save a bear. And so I hope that we're getting through to people, almost maybe one person at a time.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.